Galesburg's Evening News continues on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. We've had a chance to talk to a few candidates for governor through the course of the program in the last couple of months, and we have a chance to talk to another. He is J.B. Pritzker of the Chicago area, a businessman whose name may be familiar to you, and he is on the line with us right now. J.B., welcome. Thanks for your time.
Thanks. Good afternoon, Will.
Thanks for joining us. We appreciate it. And my first question, I'll ask you the same thing I've asked a couple of the other candidates. You're from the Chicago area. I think some people get a little, frankly, regardless of party, tired maybe of hearing from candidates from the Chicago area and want somebody to downstate to run. So how do you sell yourself to a potential downstate Illinois voter versus one up your way?
Well, let's start with, you know, many of the concerns that are important in Cook County are important across the state. I've spent a lot of time in southern Illinois and central Illinois now since I announced, and even before I announced as I was exploring a bid. And I've found that, you know, the concerns about education funding, the concerns about the possibility of having Medicaid rolled back, concerns about our the fact that we've created almost no jobs in this state. These are things that are, you know, on the minds of people and voters all across the state. So when I've spent time in Carbondale or Peoria or throughout the state, I've really found that I hear the same questions that I do whether I'm north of I-80 or south of I-80.
You mentioned jobs. This area here in west central Illinois has been kind of, for lack of a better term, devastated. The largest employer at one time here was Maytag. Now it's the railroad. But a lot of people want to see manufacturing jobs come back to this area and to Illinois. Others don't. Where do you see that, and how do you see improving the job sector?
Well, you know, very important, I think, to recognize that two-thirds of all the new jobs that get created in the state, and historically this is true as well, are small business jobs. Small businesses are really the major economic driver for job creation. Now, that's not to say that we shouldn't do our best to attract large companies to, you know, invest in new factories and new headquarters in Illinois. But small businesses, because they're so important to the economy, are what we ought to be focusing on. And by the way, for small business people out there, they really don't have an advocate. You know, cities and counties and the state government have not really been on their side. And I want to be a governor who stands up for small businesses and for people who want to start small businesses. I've been doing that, you know, for much of my career, and founded a nonprofit small business incubator that's been named the best business incubator in North America. And it's created more than 6,000 jobs and brought more than $100 million of capital in to support the creation of those businesses. So I really do know how to help small businesses. You know, important for us to make sure that there's access to capital, that there's technical assistance and mentorship. And so I think that's an important thing to focus on, and I will do it as governor.
As we talk, we still don't know for sure if a state budget is going to get passed. We're actually, for the interest of disclosure, talking on Thursday for our Friday program. We don't know at this time if a budget is going to be passed or if there's going to be another stopgap or something. And it seems like there's a lot of blame to go around between both Democrats and Republicans for this. Would you say that?
Well, it's disturbing that the governor, who called the special session, has been basically MIA. You know, he brought everybody to Springfield and insisted that, you know, they all work on a budget, the governor being, you know, one of the most important factors in the determination about whether we'll have a budget, and he hasn't shown up. And he even tweeted out today a picture of himself sitting at his desk waiting for a budget. Well, that's not how you get a budget done. You've got to go speak to the legislators, work with them, try to figure out how you're going to get things done. You can't just wait around and hope things happen. And unfortunately, that seems to be his modus operandi. He just doesn't want to get engaged because he doesn't want to do the hard things that it's going to take to actually balance this budget. I think that's why he never has introduced a balanced budget. And indeed, even though he came out of a closet somewhere with what he called a compromise budget, which, of course, I think he was by himself in the room when he put the compromise together, and, you know, he announced it as a compromise. Now he's, you know, pushed that on everybody, and that's MIA because that's no compromise. And then he isn't showing up. So I'm very disturbed by that fact. But let's also say that Democrats and Republicans need to work together to get something done. And because the Republicans seem to be answering, the Republicans in the House and Senate seem only to be answering to Bruce Rauner, he just has to be a part of this process.
But a lot of folks are talking about Speaker Madigan, and even this week he made some insistence on some of his own what might be considered non-budget related things that he would like to see passed. Does the Speaker need to bend as well here?
Of course, both sides need to bend, and you know, but you can only do that if you're actually meeting and getting together and working these things out. And over the last 2.5 years. Governor Rauner has been the one unwilling to work it out, you know, unwilling to sit in the room and really make it happen. So that's disconcerting. If you think about it, you know, as long as the Speaker's been in office, even with Republican governors in many years, more years with Republican governors than Democratic ones, there's been a budget that's been reached between Republicans and Democrats. But the only 2 years, and now maybe a third year, that we will have gone without a budget are the years when Bruce Rauner is governor. Well, now I think we know what the problem is.
Before we run out of time, I want to ask you one more thing here. What else are you hearing in terms of issues as you campaign across the state? I can't imagine it can't be all jobs in the state budget, can it?
Only number one on everybody's list is, you know, when are we going to get a state budget? But jobs, of course, you know, are hugely important. You know, education, though, is perhaps the most important thing on people's minds. And the fact that we don't have a budget, the fact that we don't know whether their schools are going to open in the fall, the fact that the governor hasn't said what he'll do about SB1, the school funding formula bill, means that everything is up in the air. You know, until he provides some leadership, until he, you know, finally says he will sign SB1, I think, you know, we've got real problems in our education system. We've also got to step up and make sure that the state is becoming a major funder in the fight for better education and not leaving that to local property taxpayers, whose taxes have gone up and up and up, and they've gone up because this governor hasn't been willing to step up and give us a budget. So I think it's a political stunt that he talks about a property tax freeze. It sounds good to everybody because nobody wants to pay more property tax. But he's been unwilling to say how he'll pay for schools. You can't have a property tax freeze and then be silent on how schools are going to get paid for.
All right. J.B. Pritzker, one of the Democrats running for governor in the primary next year. We thank you so much for your time. Hopefully we'll talk again soon. We could probably talk all night, but time is short. And hopefully we'll see you campaign in Galesburg sometime soon.
Thanks, Will. Talk to you soon.
All right. Again, J.B. Pritzker, one of the candidates for governor on Galesburg's Evening News. We'll check sports next on WGIL.